time. Dan is listening to us in the Northern Territory. You're in Darwin, Dan.
Yes, I am. How are you, Luke?
I'm very well. Thank you for joining us. You live in a great part of Australia. You're all a little bit wacky, aren't you?
Oh, we have our ups and downs up here, but yes.
Good to talk to you, Dan. What do you do in Darwin?
I'm a school teacher.
Ah, I've got a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
I am going to talk to you about closing the NT off. You read the NT News?
I do. I do follow it up here. It is a funny paper. It does give you a giggle when it has got crocodiles in the front of it.
Oh, it's a fantastic paper. It has the best headlines I've ever seen. But they have spoken to a number of Territorians, and it would appear that the majority of Northern Territorians want to do exactly what Tasmania has done and close off their borders. Dan, what are people talking about in Darwin?
Well, I think one of the main reasons, just listening to the government when they talk about it, is because of our communities up here. So the coronavirus got in here, it would decimate the communities because they don't have the ability to access medical facilities as we would in Darwin and other major cities. So I think that's one of the main reasons why they want to cut off the borders. I think another one is because we don't have any coronavirus up here at the moment. The only coronavirus that we had was a tourist from New South Wales who came up with it.
There you are. So the majority of Territorians, you agree with what the NT News has said, that the majority of you want the Northern Territory to be completely cut off?
I think the majority do, but I think it's going to be very hard to police. I mean, if you look at Tasmania, they're surrounded by an ocean, so they can stop that. But here in the Northern Territory, we've got Queensland on one side, we've got South Australia on the other, we've got Western Australia on the other. It's going to be very, very hard to police that. But I think if we can try and minimise anything coming in, especially into our communities, our Aboriginal communities, that will be, I think, the main idea behind it.
Yeah, well, according to the NT News, most Territorians want your borders completely cut off, and you're right, it will be hard to police. But there you have it. Have you got people in the Northern Territory in Darwin fighting for toilet paper?
We're fighting for everything at the moment. I went to the shop yesterday, and yeah, there's dog food is now starting to disappear.
No, is it?
Dry dog food. There's no meat on the. There's no meat at all. A lot of the vegetables, the potatoes, onions, carrots are all missing. And one of the problems that we have up here is because we get a lot of our food shipped in. Once that goes, we have to wait for it to come back in. And it was heard on the local radio today that one of the people in our Coles department in Darwin City said that there's only going to be 2 truckloads of food coming up to their store instead of 4 now because they had to turn the trucks back around to help out with the shortage in down south.
So that's what I was saying. You know, you want the majority of Territorians telling the NT News that they want to cut off the borders, but what about the trucks bringing in your precious supplies?
I think they said with that in that they'd have the essentials allowed to come back in, so the medicals and things like that. Again, that's going to be a big issue with that as well. Because how do we know that? How do we stop other people driving in behind those areas?
Yeah, well, it's just interesting to talk to you, Doug, who lives in Darwin. It's just interesting to hear what people are saying in the pubs.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, we've still got a lot of people in the pubs up here. I don't think we're listening to that 100 people at the moment. The biggest issue up here is none of our sports is really happening because we've shut down all the sports because we play all our sports in the dry season up here.
Yes.
And dry season's just about to start, so... Yeah, so we've just finished AFL, and yeah, now that dry season's up, there's basically no sport happening at all, at least next month. Everything's been postponed back.
Well, there you are. This is Dan, one of my listeners in Darwin. Dan, you're a teacher. Question, should Australian schools be closed?
Oh, see, that's a tough one. At our school, we are planning for online learning, so we're using a program that we can use with the students, because I'm a year 12 math teacher. So we've just got to plan as much as we can. I think if we close the schools, we have to have a time frame of how long it's going to be closed. We can't close it and then leave it closed. And it's like, okay, we're going to close it for a certain amount of time. If it was up to me, I've had my students in my class ask me a lot about this. I say, if we're going to close the schools, let's close it a week before the holidays and a week after the holidays. So that way, at least it's got those 2-week break where we know the kids have to be off school anyway.
Well, that sounds like a very well thought out plan. And all of this, the discussion about the schools, the hoarding of toilet paper and other grocery items, all happening in Darwin, folks, and Darwin doesn't have one case of coronavirus.
Yeah, we only had the one, which was a tourist that came up
from
New South Wales.
Yeah, as he said, you've had the one. So there you are. It's a strange thing. As I said earlier, the word unprecedented is being used unprecedentedly a lot. But it's strange times in which we live, isn't it, Doug? Dan.
No. Well, it certainly is. So it's but these are the things we're going to get through. I mean, I'm not sure why so many. They keep saying that it's a mild illness. So I think people are just really overreacting. We've got to stop listening to the media and start listening to the professional doctors and scientists who are telling us that.
Mm. Or my colleagues in the media need to take a deep breath and only broadcast the facts and not things trending on social media, which a lot of them have done, and I've refused to do it.
Yes, well, that's why I enjoy listening to you, Luke, because you're just straightforward up and down. I enjoy listening to you. And thanks for letting me talk to you tonight.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Dan. Let's stay in touch.
Yes, thank you very much. You have a great day.
You too, Dan. There you are, one of my listeners in Darwin. That is Dan, closing off the NT like they've done in Tasmania. What do you make of it? 1-3-3-5-3. And Dan's saying, he's a teacher, he's saying, well, you could close down the schools, why don't you do it a week either side of the holidays? What are your thoughts? This is The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M Network.